turning up and over stones. End up walking with a heavy load. Never trying to make them, gathering mistakes wherever I go. I'm always hovering between the lines, distracted by the meanings I can't find. It's all just out of reach. Ain't nothing you can teach.
It's time for Talkin' Music on KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Taya J, joined today by singer-songwriter Megan Burt, bringing us a melody to start off the show. What was that we just heard, Megan?
It was a song called Easy on My Mind.
Lovely. So nice to have you here in the studio.
Thanks.
So nice to meet you. Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. You are on a bit of a Western Slope tour, as I understand it, which was originally supposed to happen in July, but you had some health stuff come up. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to see you happy and healthy and back on your feet, and so glad that you were able to reschedule and make it back over here.
Thank you.
To Western Colorado,
Thank you for your flexibility.
Yeah.
If COVID did anything good, it made us all a little more flexible. So.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Our pleasure. Megan, how do you describe the music that you make?
Fun question. I call it Americana songwriter music.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is at the root of Americana as a genre?
So hard, that one.
Right? It's such a broad, I love it because it's so broad.
Yeah.
But I'm always curious if people can get specific about defining it.
Totally. I honestly, it feels just like a catch-all for what isn't everything else. I think we could probably use another few genres that are widely accepted. But at the root of it, Americana to me feels like music influenced by the roots of American music, you know, like old field blues that turned into blues that turned into songs that, you know, and an old songbook like, you know, Gershwin and Berlin music that sort of turned into folk that turned into, well, I guess it didn't really turn into folk, but it all feels like a conglomeration of people telling stories.
Yeah. And do you consider yourself a storyteller?
Sure. Yeah. My songs aren't super, they're usually about me, so there's not a lot of other characters involved, but they are a story of my experience. So
yeah, I love that. I love that you bring that up. I'm always curious about how a singer-songwriter sort of writes songs that are uniquely personal, but leaves them open-ended enough that someone might be able to interpret them on their own terms or relate to them on their own personal level as a listener. Do you think about that when you're writing songs?
I do, actually, a lot. And I feel like there's so much universal in the personal. At the core of it, all songs are really mostly love songs, either in love or an out of love or the spectrum of
everything in between.
Everything in between. And that's what we understand the most. And Bonnie Raitt was a huge has always been a huge influence for me. But, you know, she talks about that a lot. Like, love is what people understand the best. So why not write those songs and feel fine about it?
And like you say, it almost feels like the more personal and vulnerable you are in your storytelling, the more someone might be able to relate to even just the act of being vulnerable as well.
Totally.
Well, with that in mind, Megan, I would love it if you would play something else for us.
I don't know. I have to think of a very vulnerable song.
No pressure. You could go the opposite direction, too.
My, like, one political song. No, I don't even have one of those. This is a song called Slow Motion, and it's about falling out of love slowly.
We're just like any old love story. We're plugging up each other's leaks, puzzling this thing together, seeing what we want to see. Sometimes it's hard to find your footing. Roses can grow under your feet, though. If you're not careful where you're looking, a garden of beautiful weeds completely taken over your heart. We found a way to break my lie detector, or just ignore the writing on. Stuck inside a movie where we are bound behind the frame. Don't matter how bad I wanted to, plot ain't ever gonna change. And now it's written in our history, and the end's a twist of fate. Ooh, where you never saw it coming, truth is a slap in the face. You're just along for the ride. We found a way to break my lie detector, or just ignore the writing on.
Slow Motion from Megan Burt joining me today live in the studio here at KVNF. Megan, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, yeah. I'm psyched.
I always feel a little greedy and also like I have the coolest job ever when I get a private concert with a musician here in the studio. It's wonderful.
You do have the coolest job ever.
Totally. I'm curious, Megan, I know that you are a graduate of Berklee School of Music, and we talked about this a little bit with, you know, sort of what's at the root of Americana music, but I'm curious, too, how, whether your musical education was sort of a traditional musical education and how that has informed the music that you are making currently.
I think what Berklee did for me was just, I did a lot of songwriting there, and hung out in the songwriting department. And it just sort of taught me what it means to show up to write songs. And I don't know that that was necessarily part of a curriculum, but sort of just a byproduct of really learning about myself and how I write during that time. And sort of that experimentation process of like what it's like to write your feelings and show up for that and do it over and over again. And you know, the friends that I made there were probably the biggest part of going to school, more than the education, I would say. It's just the community of people that you make and you stick with for all the years after and are inspired by each other and sort of lift each other up and make records together and tour together and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think no art form exists if it's siloed. I think you need to have, collaboration and community. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
I'm also glad you mentioned your evolution, right? Learning how you write songs, learning how you put feelings and experiences into words. And I know that you are working on two upcoming studio albums. Is that correct? Can you talk about those yet, or are they still under wraps?
Yeah. One I can especially talk about because it's almost done. It's one that was started before the pandemic, and then it's been sort of a labor of love because it hasn't happened quickly. But it's been really wonderful. A lot of the songs on there, it just sort of feels, you know, speaking of evolution, it feels like a really honest and authentic evolution for me as far as making records. It kind of feels like the first record I've made out of like maybe four now, where I feel like I kind of hit the nail on the head as far as what I want to say and then delivering that without the fluff around it, you know. The studio where I record Cinder Sound has this quote by Miles Davis in the coffee area, and it says, "It takes a long time to learn to play like yourself." And it's true for songwriting too. Like it feels like it takes a lot of songs and a lot of records to learn to write like yourself. And I kind of feel the closest to that thus far in this record.
Oh, I love that. So. Do you have a title for the record yet?
No, it just keeps being called April Record because that's when we started it. And I really gotta give it a proper title.
Or just embrace that, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Good. Well, do you have a prospective release date for that yet? Or are we still
I'm hoping to get a single out still this year.
Excellent.
With another few singles early next year and a release in mid-spring.
Wonderful. Megan, I'm super glad that you mentioned community, and I know that you recently played Rocky Mountain Folks Fest in Lyons, Colorado. You played the main stage.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it seems to me we got to go with some press passes. KVNF was there, and
Oh, nice.
It just was so beautiful to watch the sense of community and of lifting one another up, and I was just hoping that you could share maybe some highlights of being there and then also, of course, of performing there and what that experience was like for you.
That festival is really special. They have just figured out how to make it just this it's always magical there. The space is really magical and the people who come are just lifers. You know, they've been coming forever and it's really fun because I've been going to that festival almost every year since I was 15. I started at song school.
Oh, amazing.
The week before the festival for all of high school. It was my birthday present because my birthday's in August. So it was my birthday present to go to song school.
I love that.
Every year. So that festival feels like coming home in a lot of ways. And I've learned so much about being an artist by watching all these years. And so it was really, it was just really an honor to get to play and so fun. Everything about it was wonderful, and they run such a well-oiled machine, and the sound was amazing, and yeah, it was such a special weekend.
That's great, and I love that you've been going, you've been attending it in different iterations for so many years. Were you thinking at all about those sort of previous versions of yourself, 15-year-old you there in songwriting workshop while you were there up on the main stage?
Totally, yeah, and thinking about some of the artists that I had seen that made a really big impact on me. I was in the contest 10 years or so, maybe 11, 12 years beforehand, and that was the last time I was on that stage, was as a contest participant in the songwriting contest. So it was just, it felt like it marked an evolution in my career too, to be on the stage as an artist outside of the contest and just, you know, part of the lineup. It was really great.
Yeah. Megan, I would love it if you would feature something else for us today on the show. What should we take a listen to next?
I'm going to play a song called Everybody.
Excellent.
So we've been talking about community. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a secret. Everybody's got a hole. Everybody's got a journey they're living for. Everybody has been broken. Everybody's got a bruise. Everybody's got a story they ain't telling you. In their face, in their body, in their bones, in their blood, in their life, in their heart, in their soul. Sting of the flame. never the same in your face.
That was everybody from Megan Burt joining me today on Talkin' Music. Love this idea of exploring the way that music forms community or informs community or creates community. I'm wondering, what do you hope to communicate to a listener when you perform? What do you hope someone walks away from hearing you play, thinking about or feeling or experiencing?
I think a really big gift you can give to people, music aside, is to just make someone feel really seen, you know, that's like safety, at least to me. And so I would say that's it, you know, I hope that people feel a little seen in my music, in their humanity and their struggle and their journey and path. And yeah.
Yeah, nicely said. With that in mind, I want to let our listeners know that Megan Burt will be playing at the Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose this coming Friday, September 16th. Doors open at 7. Show begins at 7:30. I mean, I was going to ask what to expect, but to show up to your show and feel seen sounds like the perfect situation. I'm going to have you take us out and close out the show with one last song, Megan. I am curious, though, if you'll leave us with a piece of advice or a pearl of wisdom that you've garnered along the way that you return to when you're feeling, I don't know, skeptical or doubtful or discouraged or
yeah. Sometimes I think I need to you know, like sticky tab them all over. So I'm constantly mantraing. This is such a weird job, but as something I've really leaned into in the last few years and try to come back to, is that the outcome is not known. And the more that I can just find ways to be satisfied in what I'm doing, regardless of the outcome, the pursuit of music and the music I'm making and the shows I'm playing, and they can all be more satisfying in the moment. And so, and, you know, just trying to find satisfaction in every turn and being really clear that that's at the top of the priority list, it's been making things a little more pleasing lately. So I think that's a hard thing to instill. I think you just sort of come around to it the longer you do it. But gosh, if I could have figured that out when I was 21, that probably would have been helpful.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. We will be on the lookout for your upcoming album. Look forward to that coming to fruition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Talkin' Music. Really appreciate the chance to chat with you and hear about your process a little bit.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my
so
pleasure.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. What should we head out on?
I'll play a song called Find Something to Hold On To.
Lovely.
All my days are getting away from me. I'll never catch. catch up, never fully be able to turn the day in peacefully. A restless soul doesn't sleep. It's not hard to find ways of being let down, all weighing potential with disappointment. But you don't get to pick which sandbox you're in. So find something to hold on to. It's all you got if you're gonna make it through. Find something to hold on to. And let somebody take a hold of you. Oh, I reckon you never stop loving your lovers. I reckon you never stop thinking about each other. We're all leaping from one lightning strike to the other. Yeah, we're all so busy trying to fix each other. You can look back on a lifetime and easily wonder who it was you lived for and why it is that we suffer. So find something. Somebody take a hold of you. I believe we're all wired to follow our bliss, despite of our misguided, broke down appearance. Sometimes it's the fear of ending up like our parents, but mostly I think we all feel alone. The same way you got here is the same way you'll leave. No one gets out without wondering if they were worthy. And since nothing is sure, change is guaranteed. While I'm here, I'd rather be finding something else. Somebody